You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. More transition today. Barack Obama is going to announce his Secretary of Education, and we're asking you to give the new secretary some help from the perspective of your own school. What's the biggest problem at your school? What does your school need? Grab the phone out of your parents' hands and call us. Do you think the Secretary of Education needs to do anything in particular on day one? Tell us your stories about what's wrong with the educational system from your school district's perspective and what they need at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Illinois politics have taken a scandalous turn as the governor there pondered who to appoint to Barack Obama's Senate seat. Here in New York, another high-profile story for another reason entirely. Caroline Kennedy, according to reports, has thrown her hat into the ring, expressing interest in the seat Senator Hillary Clinton will vacate when she becomes Secretary of State. But there have been rumors for weeks, yet little movement, and some Democrats have openly questioned her credentials. Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein is with us to give us her take. A complicated candidate, huh?
A very complicated candidate, an extremely private person whose major act in public life, other than endorsing Barack Obama and going to a number of his speeches and rallies, was working to raise money for the New York City public schools. But she was so private that the WNYC local newsroom tried to interview her for a year, and she declined. So now she's about to take another step into public life. She seems to have called every elected official in New York yesterday to express interest in this position. But even the person that she hired to handle her quote-unquote campaign wasn't talking to us.
And after the rumors, I mean, we've been hearing that potentially she would throw her hat in the ring for many weeks now. And yesterday, Governor David Paterson, who will be appointing Clinton's successor, he had this to say about it.
She told me she was interested in the position. She realized that it was not a campaign, but she was talking to other people. She'd like at some point to sit down and tell me what she thinks her qualifications are.
Her qualifications, which some people have said, other than being famous, she really doesn't have any.
Well, what happened is after the initial expression of checking out whether she might be interested, there was a blowback, particularly among some of these members of Congress, people who want the seat themselves or people who've been working in the trenches for a long time.
But isn't there something sexist about that? I mean, nobody ever asked that question about John Jr.
What did
he ever do except wander around with, you know, his gym shorts on and run a magazine into the ground?
You know, New Yorkers like to put their hands on their elected officials. They like to embrace them, maybe box with them. She's been someone that's been at something of a reserve. And a lot of this is coming from, you know, women elected officials or women public policy experts who feel she's been so far in the background that they don't know who she is. Now, Hillary Clinton had the same thing, which she resolved by spending 2 years in New York and having this listening tour and sleeping in people's living rooms and letting them get to know her. This is obviously a very abbreviated schedule, but one of the things that will certainly happen if Caroline Kennedy does indeed become the next U.S. Senator from New York is she is going to have to go out and press the flesh and meet people and become close to people.
She needed to take a class. She needed probably to take a class in sleeping in other people's living rooms.
I mean, this would be a huge step for her because she has lived her entire life in a very private way, and she'd have to really come out in public and be a very public person in a state that tends to jostle its public officials.
But there certainly are others, as you mentioned, who are interested or whom the governor may be interested in. You want to give us a sense of who those people
are? Right. There's the state attorney general, Andrew Cuomo, who was once married to her cousin, Carrie Kennedy, although they're now divorced. There is Caroline Maloney, who is a candidate that a lot of women's groups have gotten behind. She's a congresswoman from Manhattan and worked particularly on trying to get aid to New York after 9/11.
Long-serving congresswoman, too.
Right. And the other name that's been mentioned, although it's problematic for the Democrats, is a relatively new congresswoman, Kirsten Gillibrand, from the middle and upstate of New York. But she holds a seat in a district that was always held by a Republican who left in scandal and would very likely return to Republicans. And there's clearly a priority on the part of both Governor Patterson, who's running in 2010, and Barack Obama, to have a candidate who can raise millions and millions of dollars and has a big national profile, so that seat won't be a problem for New York.
But Patterson also needs to worry about his upstate votes, and so appointing someone upstate would have its own logic.
It would, although Caroline Kennedy, I think, sort of transcends upstate, downstate, so it does solve that dilemma for Governor Patterson.
And just to be clear, I mean, the governor has the absolute discretion to name the successor.
He does have the absolute discretion, and it's pretty clear to me that the Barack Obama transition team has pulled way back because of the problems that are in Illinois and are going to leave it up to Patterson to make up his mind in this case.
Okay, and I understand we have a listener's thought on the idea of Caroline Kennedy becoming a senator.
You know, if Ms. Kennedy really wants to go into politics, that's fine. She probably has some talents to offer, but why doesn't she start at a local level, or why doesn't she start at a state level? God knows the people up in Albany need some help. But no, just to be handed a U.S. Senate seat on what? Her name. She has no experience, and this is not a throwback to the campaign, but I mean, seriously, meritocracy is being stabbed in this thing.
That's a sentiment that you see a lot on the blogs and that you certainly hear people say here in New York.
Yes, and it's very interesting because on the one hand, New Yorkers really do want someone who's worked for it. On the other hand, New Yorkers want somebody famous. This was the seat that was held by her uncle, Robert Kennedy.
Exactly, and Hillary Clinton was a dynastic candidate in the sense that she was a successor to Bill. So there's a kind of a curious ambiguity in New York about whether you do it for the name, the celebrity, or some sort of
voters.
Voters.
So
that's
confused.
Right.
Well, Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein, you keep an eye on that, and we'll be hearing from you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to our listeners, too. That was great.